Hello and welcome to the Private Practice Podcast. I'm Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and with nearly 30 years' experience in the industry, I'm really excited to share practical insights, valuable wisdom, and all the tools that you need to build a thriving private practice. So whether you're a counselor, psychologist, social worker, or play therapist, this podcast is all about keeping it real with stories, strategies, and all the support you need to help you flourish in business. We're going to be embracing a mind, business, spirit approach, diving into honest conversations that will uplift your practice and soul. And if you haven't already, come and join us in the Counselors Connect Australia Facebook group. It's totally free and you'll find a warm, supportive community of like-minded professionals. So go grab your favorite drink, your journal, a pen, get cozy, and let's dive into the mind, business, spirit approach to private practice that you've been looking for. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice Podcast. I'm so pleased that you're here because this is an interactive episode today, meaning that you get to play along. It's going to be so much fun. So as you may be aware, the doors to the Diploma Counselor Society open next week on Thursday, the 16th at 7 p.m. What I've been doing behind the scenes, though, is collecting a few case studies of people who are in the DCS because I wanted to show you a little bit about their journey and about their progress. Now, what this means for you is we need your help. I have four case studies that I'm going to share with you today, and I would love it if, you know, as we go along, you could click the link in the show notes. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts as well, interesting, you will be able to get an automatic transcript of the podcast now too, which is so much fun. But I'll put the link in. There's a little form that I would love for you to just click the link, and then all you're going to do is just pop your name in there and then just vote for which one of the four case studies you feel was the most inspiring. Okay. And of course you can only vote once. We love everybody and we want everyone to be the winner, but this is really about choosing the one story that you feel most inspired by. So here we go. I'm going to read out the case studies, just sort of one at a time in no particular order. Okay. So here we go. Now, just checking what permissions I've got to use names and everything, first of all. Okay, so it's so exciting. Okay, so they had a week. Some of the members had a week to participate in the contest, right? And the case studies are going to be shared, of course, on the podcast, but I will also share them individually in the DCS community, and I will put them as posts in the Counselors Connect Australia community and also the Australian Counselors in Private Practice online community, and we'll tally up the votes, and the winner will be announced on Thursday morning next week. It's so exciting. The winner is actually going to get a mystery box gift prize that's valued at over $300. They're also going to be invited to share their story in greater detail along with their business details on an upcoming episode of the Private Practice Podcast. So I'm so excited because we have 415 episodes now, I think, roughly, and about 90,000 downloads, and it's got such a great audience, or you know, because you're a member of the beautiful audience. Plus, I will also feature the extended version of their case study in an email. Send it out to everybody. That's 18,000 people. Plus, they're also going to get a private practice consultation with me that they can use for anything they want. It could be supervision, it could be coaching, it could be mentoring, it could be marketing, whatever they like. And the total prize value for the winner that you choose today is $999. Okay. The other three people who are not the winner will also receive a special mystery prize to the value of $47. And I'm so excited to share it with them. Okay, so let's get on with it. Here is case study number one. I'm going to present them just in, I'm going to go one, two, three, four. And then at the end, click the link in the show notes to go and vote for your favorite one. Okay. So this is number one. This one is Kylie. Okay. So before she joined the DCS, Kylie was working as a counselor. Okay. She says, I was working as a counselor after updating my qualification at a private practice for 18 months. An opportunity presented itself to rent an office space closer to home. My confidence and experience had grown over this time, and I felt ready to spread my wings and take a leap of faith. So I did. Opened my very own private practice in November 2023. I joined the DCS after following Brooklyn on Facebook for a few months to connect to like-minded professionals and to be part of a big hugging circle of support. My mindset is more positive. The vibe in this community is encouraging, and it's really helped me believe in myself and my career in counseling. Brooklyn always replies really quickly and gives great advice and feedback. Now, after she's joined, what's changed for the better? She says, I have gained knowledge, skills, and confidence. I love connecting to like-minded people who are inspiring to listen to and learn from. The support in the DCS space is like no other support I have ever experienced. I just love it. It's like a huge warm hug. I asked Kylie what her biggest milestone has been since joining the DCS. And she said, gaining confidence to open my private practice, to seek guidance and direction on growing the business. The supported learning modules which Brooklyn puts together, like she's reading my mind of what I need to learn next, are gold. And every time I complete one, I take something new and I apply it to my business. The business forms and policies have also been an absolute lifesaver to set up the basics without researching these elsewhere. It's like the one-stop shop for all my business needs. I asked Kylie, in your experience, how does our community differ from other online communities for counselors who have diplomas? And she said, it's personal, respectful, a feeling of being embraced. We come together and share our ideas with others that think the same. We offer support and encouragement on each other's individual journey of private practice. I haven't seen any other community or program like DCS in the research I had done. Oh, and it's well worth the money. In fact, it's a bargain for what it is. I asked Kylie, you know, what did you get the most value from in the DCS? And she said, knowing I can get help from Brooklyn within 24 hours in our special community. And then I asked, what would you say to counselors who have diplomas or who are working towards their diploma and who are thinking about joining? And she said, to tell you, definitely join DCS to help guide you and gain confidence to work towards your career goal. That might be in private practice or working for someone else in your line of specialty. This has helped me be my authentic self and stay true to my values on my terms as I develop as a professional in the helping community industry. It's a privilege to listen to other people's stories through their worldview. There is so much conflicting information about what diploma counselors are, in inverted commas, supposed to do to register to work in the industry. The fact is, you can decide on your destination of career. It's about building rapport and healthy relationships with others. Qualifications don't teach you all of this. The skills and knowledge help, but this is about you being the best version of you. Lean into your calling. There is so much demand for counselors with long wait lists across the industry. There is room out there for everyone, so go for it. So this was Kylie's case study. What I really, really loved about this was hearing the before and after, you know, hearing how her confidence had grown, how she was able to open her practice in November 2023, and she'd only been in it for about a month at the time, if memory serves me correctly. You know, I really love that after being in it, she's experienced lovely shifts in her mindset, being much more positive and feeling empowered now and having a real understanding of exactly what diploma counselors can do. It's been such a pleasure to share this case study with you. So that's Kylie. Okay. I'm going to go on to case study number two now, and I'll just check my permissions here. Great. I've got permission to use the name. So the next person here is Kate. Okay. So I asked Kate, where were you before you joined the DCS? And she said, before joining, I had already embarked on a journey of personal and professional development for a solid 18 months. This involved immersing myself in Brooklyn's one-to-one and group coaching sessions, establishing the framework for my online and in-person counselling practice, and actively seeking out additional PD training to enhance my counselling skills. My work at a mental health organisation exposed me to clients with chronic mental health conditions and complex trauma, while my private practice niche attracted clients who often presented with burnout, underlying grief, and trauma. In addition to grappling with my own self-doubt and imposter syndrome, I found myself contending with a cacophony of voices in the counselling community. Many peers seem to perpetuate an us versus them division, distinguishing between those practicing with just a diploma of mental health and those holding a Bachelor of Counselling or something higher. The emphasis on just before the diploma qualification weighed heavily on my mind, often fueling self-doubt and frustration. This was especially apparent when I recognized the profound transformations and safe space I was already providing for clients to explore their mental and emotional distress. Despite this, the notion of just seemed to downplay the value of my presence, connection, and skill level in the counseling space. It was this struggle and real lack of support from peers that drew me to the DCS community, seeking support, connection, and a reframing of the mindsets and belief systems that were impeding my success. I asked Kate, now that you've joined, what's shifted for you? What's changed for the better? And she said, since becoming part of the DCS community, my confidence and self-belief have experienced significant growth. This transformation stems from the invaluable connections I've made within this supportive network of counselors. Through hearing their stories, challenges, and journeys, as well as receiving encouragement and validation during peer supervision and through Brooklyn's structured models and ongoing training, I've felt a profound shift within myself. One of the most noticeable changes for the better is how I've anchored myself deeply in the values of my counseling practice. This has not only boosted my confidence, but has also led to a surge in referrals, primarily originating from my website, Psychology Today profile, and a particularly supportive referrer of the community. Importantly, my journey with imposter syndrome has significantly diminished as I've developed positive self-talk and affirmations, staying committed to the long haul of developing my private practice. As a result, I've recently expanded my private practice to a new location in response to the increasing demand for face-to-face sessions. As I write this, I'm in the midst of transitioning away from my organizational work to devote more time to my private practice. Already, my Saturdays for the upcoming month are fully booked with 4 clients per day and client inquiries are flowing in. This shift represents a significant milestone in my journey, illustrating the positive impact of my involvement with the DCS community. I'm deeply committed to continuing this journey of growth, creating a practice that not only nourishes myself, but also my beautiful clients. I'm deeply grateful for the growth of commitment to my private practice, belief within myself, and the DCS community. I then asked her what her biggest milestone since joining the DCS has been. And Kate shared that my most significant milestone since joining the DCS has been remarkable transformation in my confidence and my self-belief. Through the successful development of positive self-talk and affirmation, I've effectively countered imposter syndrome. This shift has been reflected in an increase in client inquiries, many of which have turned into clients. This milestone represents a profound shift in my mindset, enabling me to anchor myself deeply in the values of my counseling practice. As a result, I've experienced a surge in referrals and have expanded my private practice to a new location to meet the growing demand for my services. This milestone not only marks my personal growth, but also illustrates the tangible impact of my involvement with the DCS community on my professional journey. In turn, it feels deeply satisfying to contribute to mental health and women's health in my local rural community. And then I asked, in your experience, how does our DCS program differ from other online communities for counsellors who have diplomas? And she said, to be honest, Brooklyn, I believe the DCS community is very unique and I haven't come across anything like this yet. What's so unique about it is that it completely honours who a counsellor fundamentally is at their core. Someone who wants to make a difference in the lives of many, regardless of whether they have pursued higher counselling education or not. I'm a member of 5 online counselling community groups, but none of them compare to what is offered in the DCS. The DCS provides ongoing education, allowing you to collect CPD points, participate in peer supervision, and engage in skill-building activities. It's also a wonderful source of encouragement where you're truly seen for who you really are. Just knowing that I can reach out for support and ask for Brooklyn's feedback and expertise is invaluable. This aspect has been pivotal in shifting my limiting belief that I don't deserve to receive support. It's okay to ask questions. I have found Brooklyn's feedback profoundly helpful, and it has been a significant part of my transformation in building the foundations and framework for my private practice. Wow. And then I asked her what she gets the most value from with the community, with the DCS. And she said she gets the most value from being in the community. I asked Kate, you know, what would you say to counsellors who also have diplomas or who might be working towards them and who are thinking about joining the DCS? And this is what she wanted to tell you. I would encourage counsellors who hold diplomas or who are working towards them and are considering joining the DCS to take the leap. The DCS community and program offer a unique and invaluable experience that goes beyond traditional online counselling communities. Here you'll find support that honours your fundamental desire to make a difference in people's lives, regardless of your educational background. The opportunity to access ongoing education, collect CPD points, participate in monthly supervision, and receive feedback and expertise from someone like Brooklyn can be transformative. It's a chance to shift your limiting beliefs about deserving support and to embrace the idea that asking questions is not only acceptable, but beneficial to your growth. Joining DCS can provide the guidance and resources needed to build a strong foundation for your private practice and deepen your understanding of attracting clients. I reached out to my online private Facebook group where students from my diploma studies support each other during training. I've shared about joining the DCS community and Brooklyn's other 2 main Facebook groups for counsellors. These platforms offer invaluable support, community, and help in building confidence and belief in oneself as we prepare to step into practicing as counsellors. Oh my gosh, Kate, this is so, 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 so powerful. You know, guys, I would love to hear your thoughts. Like, is this not inspiring? This is just mind-blowing. Here we've got somebody who, you know, is sharing that she's been working for a mental health organization, trying to get their private practice going on the side. And now she's at a point where she's fully booked for the month ahead, and she's had to look at new locations because there's such a demand for working with her, for her services now, and that this couldn't have been possible for her before because she was holding herself back because people around her were saying, you've only got a diploma, it's just a diploma, and she was starting to really believe that. But being part of this had helped her see, no, you can do it. And it gave her the confidence to be able to get to where she is now. And I am so, 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 so excited for her journey and how it's going to unfold. Thank you, Kate, so, 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 so much. So we've got Kylie is case study number 1. Kate is case study number 2. I'll just move on to case study number 3 now. I just want to check what permissions I've got to share names and everything. Okay, so I can use the practice name. Great. Okay, so the name of this practice is Celine Nort Counseling. Okay, so I asked, where were you before you joined the DCS? And she said, I felt isolated. I felt judged as, in inverted commas, just a diploma qualified counselor. In fact, I shared my thoughts with you prior to you starting the DCS group, and I believe right after our chat, you opened this group up. Go proactive you. And I asked, and where are you now that you've joined? You know, what's shifted for you? What's changed? And she's shared, I felt I have a voice, validated, heard, respected, and capable to also make my business a success. And I asked, what has been your biggest milestone since joining the DCS? And she said to me, nearly completed the creation of my own website. And then she's shared, I'm 53 and I'm completely self-taught with this. There were many trial and errors, let me tell you. In your experience, how does our DCS community differ from other online communities for counselors that have diplomas? And she said, I don't have much experience in other groups, but I have perused some of them and I still feel there's a hint of let's stay in our lane, which to me is akin to still having your handbrake on when you're driving the car. I want in and I want it 100%, not just halfway. I like that the community at DCS is still more than a community of hundreds that is judgmental, nasty for some in other groups, and altogether demotivating. I will be honest, I procrastinated because I felt like a fraud. I honestly felt like I did not have the right to be there. But now I no longer believe that this is the case. My vision would be to inspire individuals in this group to go for what they believe and not let red tape like academia trip you up along the way. We can hold our head up high and seize the day. Carpe diem all the way. I asked, you know, what do you get the most value from in the DCS? And she said, knowing that she can get help from Brooklyn within 24 hours in our community. And then I asked, what would you say to counselors who have diplomas or who are working towards one and thinking about joining? And she said, it is your community. In here, there will only be support, no judgment. You will not be put into your tiny little box of being just A. You are 100% and you can post without fearing someone's going to tell you that you need to complete a master's degree to have the right to an opinion. Okay, this was the case study. I have to say, this case study is shorter than Kylie and Kate's, but wow, it packs a punch, right? I really could resonate with, you know, when Celine Nort Counseling was talking there about, you know, having that hint of needing to stay in your own lane, being kind of like driving with the handbrake on. I can totally relate to that. And I thought this line was so powerful as well when she shared here that, I will be honest, I procrastinated because I felt like a fraud, like I didn't have the right to be there, meaning in those other groups. But now I no longer believe that that's the case. I think hearing that just was so powerful and so moving. I really like also, where she says here, it's your community. There's support, no judgment, and you're not going to be put into a tiny little box of your just A. I really, really love that. And I like that she's sharing here that, yeah, in our community, you can absolutely post without fearing that anyone's going to tell you that you need to have a master's degree to have the right to an opinion. That is so powerful. Okay, so that is, we've got Kylie number one, Kate number two, Celine Nort Counseling number three, and then let's check number four. Number four says I can use the name. Great. Okay, so this is the last case study. And this is, I can use the name and the practice name. Great. This is Tasha's Therapeutic Counseling. Now, I said to Tasha, right, now I'm going to ask you a few questions so that we can have a structure for your case study. Right, where were you before you joined the DCS? And she said, I was in my fifth year of private practice. And after surviving 3 burnouts, 9 mentally and physically. Oh no, I think the 9 was meant to be a bracket. Sorry, I'm reading this off a form that the ladies filled out. I'll start again. In my fifth year of private practice and after surviving three burnouts mentally and physically, I was seriously considering closing my practice. My client bookings had been dropping. I'm the only mental health therapist for my entire rural region, so I felt very alone in terms of peers. I was tired of the judgment in our industry for being just diploma qualified and stressed about the pressure to upskill with a degree. I asked, "Where are you now that you've joined?" And she said, "Now that I've joined, I feel supported unconditionally. I feel like I have that community that had been missing. I feel pride in having just a diploma. I feel that I can reignite my practice." I asked, "What's been your biggest milestone since joining us in the DCS?" And Tasha said, "Changing my mindset around having just a diploma and fearing the future with necessary future tertiary skills." Then I asked, "In your experience, how does our community differ from other online communities for counselors that have diplomas?" And she said, "You know what? This one's very positive. It's extremely engaged, non-judgmental, very qualified and fun." And I asked, "What do you get the most value from in the DCS?" And she said, "Our community." I then asked Tasha, "What would you say to counselors who have diplomas or who are working toward their diploma and who are thinking about joining the DCS?" And she replied, "Do it," in capital letters. "It's great to have a community just for us, which has so many different support options, trainings, competitions, and more." Okay, so that's Tasha's case study right there. And, you know, here we are, somebody who's been in private practice for 5 years and, you know, has experienced burnout mentally and physically to the point where she was seriously considering closing her practice. Her bookings were dropping. There was pressure on her being the only mental health therapist in her rural region. Wow. And now she feels like, you know, she's got support at last. She's got support from people who get it, from people who understand, from people who are in a similar position. And she's actually now feeling proud to hold that diploma. And she's now feeling like, hey, I can reignite the practice. I can get this moving again. The biggest shift for her was her mindset and not being so worried about, you know, what next steps are going to be. She's really finding so much value in the community. And yeah, I'm just so inspired by this story, because I know too that there are other people working in rural and regional areas that also have a diploma, that also have pressure on them to be doing the work, but who are also perhaps feeling like the burnout or the pressure or the stress. So that's Tasha's therapeutic counseling. So now you have the four case studies. You have Kylie, you have Kate, you have Celine Nort counseling, and you have Tasha's therapeutic counseling. They're the four case studies. Which one inspired you the most? Do you need to go back and listen? Now that you've heard them all, do you want to go back and listen again? If so, go ahead and do it. But if somebody's already inspired you, let's give them some encouragement. Let's give them a vote. What I would love for you to do now, your next step is to hit pause on this podcast. Look at the show notes right now. Click the link, go to the little Google form. It's got their names and their case study, like if they were 1, 2, 3, or 4. And you're just going to click which one you were most inspired by and then hit submit on the form. I will let everybody know who the winner is. The entries are closed now. So the voting is open. The voting closes at midnight on Wednesday night. So you got plenty of time to cast your vote. I hope that if you're a counselor with a diploma, you're coming away from this feeling so much more inspired and understanding the level of support that's now available to you with the Diploma Counselor Society. If you're not yet on the wait list, I would love for you to join, because if you're on the wait list and you decide to join, you're going to save almost 50% off the cost. So it's $497 for the year. But if you join the wait list, you only pay $297 for the year. And there is a payment plan that you can make use of. And of course, I've got prizes and competitions and things like that, but you're going to have to go and look at the registration page to find out what they are. Okay, I am so thankful for you. Please go and support these lovely women who've been strong enough to step forward for you today, share their journeys, be vulnerable with you in the hope that doing so is going to really inspire you. Please, please, please. Go and show them some love by voting. Thank you so, 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 so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. And I will announce winners on Saturday next week's podcast and also in email in the Facebook group soon. Okay, thanks everyone. Bye. I really hope that you got so much enjoyment, value, and insights out of this episode today. And if you did, please feel free to go ahead and leave a review. When you leave a review, it means that more therapists can access this help and support and tools to support them in their private practice and in their journeys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Have a gorgeous day.